Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, motivational speaker, and just excited to be in this room with you guys. I have to tell you, this has been such a dynamic week. I have had so much on my plate, but I tell you, it's always good to be in here in our safe zone. Oh my goodness, I have to tell you, I don't know how many of you all are a part of the Clubhouse app. Well, let me tell you, I launched my very own room, the Roundtable of Intention, with my co-moderator, Najem Peely, and she and I are really ushering in dynamic topics. And we would love for you to join us there every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, because you think I'm pouring in information here? You should join us over there as well. And you know, I want you all to join in on this fabulous discussion that we're having today. So please make sure you call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that is 516-595-8091. And Whispers, you know Blog Talk Radio has done something dynamic for us. They have placed a live chat box in each and every one of our episodes, so you can drop your questions in there, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something, you know how your girl loves to monitor a great chat box? Well, you know, you just need to place this in there, anything that you like me to restate. And oh, we want to welcome our fabulous private Zoom group, The Social Climbers, which is a book club out of Dallas. These are the 40 and above gorgeous, fabulous women, as they told me, and they are 15 strong, and we welcome you all to our Whispers community. Ladies, get comfortable. If you have questions, drop them in the chat box, and you know I will pull them in. Whispers, did you get our cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Oh my goodness. Okay, so Drew is our fabulous featured mixologist. He's a two-time champion mixologist out of Rhode Island. And let me tell you, he brought us the Hype Chica today using our stateside vodka, which is from a distillery from right here in Philadelphia, PA. I have to tell you, it is so smooth and so good that if you're not on with us in our newsletters to get the featured cocktail or mocktail of the episode, I'm sorry. Whispers, tell them. They are missing out on this. We have had a great, great time. I tell you, this has been such a dynamic day. And I'm so excited over things. And so, you know, we have a couple of special announcements that we're going to be making towards the end of it. So you guys must stick around, because you're not going to want to miss what I have in store for us. So I'm excited over it, but I'm excited for us to start this. So are you ready to get into how to refine your identity? You know, this topic came to us via email from one of our amazing Whisperers, and so I'm going to read the letter that was sent in, and it states, "Dear Sonia Leray and Whisperers, I guess you have heard my scenario time and time again. I'm hoping you'll speak on this. I've been married for 22 years. We have one child that has been in college for 1 year. And literally, I find myself lost. I find myself lost to a definition of my marriage, my child, my family? Where have I gone? Who am I? It's so odd to even say that I really am not sure. Sonia, how can I refine my identity? Ooh, wow. Whispers, I tell you, I'm telling you. We literally get some letters in here that are just powerful, and this is yet another one of those letters. And, you know, I just appreciate our whisperer being so brave and writing into us and allowing us to be able to really talk about this particular circumstance and scenario. So, you know, I love for us to always have a clear meaning whenever we start our discussions. So this is no different. So we're going to get the meaning of refine, and that's R-E-F-I-N-D. So like we're going to find ourselves. So refine means to locate, rediscover, or regain. Powerful words, aren't they? So once again, refine means to locate, rediscover, or regain. Whispers, you know, I hear this often in regards to individuals, especially my female clients that have lost themselves in their marriages. But I want to say something right here before we even go even further into the conversation. I also hear this from men and even dads that are single fathers say to me that they seem to have lost themselves within the raising of their families. We're not just inclusive of only females here on Whispers in a Bottle. We tap into everyone. And so that's what we're doing today. We're tapping in on this. And this is from a male-female point of view. But literally, we see this most frequently with our females in marriages. And this actually is something that seems to be a running theme, whether if they've been married for a short period of time or for decades or for 22 years, as our whisperer has been. It's common for many to feel like their whole identity has been swallowed up by their roles as a wife slash mother. You know, your role as a partner. Now listen, this is something I want you to really listen to. Your role as a partner is an important part of your identity. It is an important part. It definitely is. But it shouldn't be the only part of your identity. Did you hear me? It should not be the only part of your identity. Because no one is asking you to give up on who you were or who you are. You know, see, whisperers, many times when you begin to lose your identity in your relationship, you tend to put your own emotions on the back burner. And you know, like, you know, if you're a cook or you like to cook, you know the main eye is the one that is really the hottest. But the back burners are ones that don't get as hot. So a lot of times when you need to simmer or have something that is going to cook at a low temperature, you put it on the back burner because it doesn't require so much of your what? Attention. That's right, ladies, attention. See, the ladies over there in the Zoom room, they know because they're cooks apparently. So we have to be mindful of that. Because remember before I said, no one asked you to give up your identity. Because if you think about it, that's something that probably attracted your mate to you. And what attracted you to that person. So meaning this, as you prioritize only what your partner is feeling, you may find you become confused and uncertain about your own feelings. As what you feel or what you want, that it becomes more and more vague. because you're so wrapped up in everything that your family needs, your husband, your children, everything. That literally, it's almost like you tap in. If something is your child, oh, it's like a bell, bing, and you're right there. You're right up on it. You're the biggest cheerleader for your husband if he needs you to back him, and you're cheering right along. But for some reason, you're not cheering as loud for Y-O-U. I know. You know we're going to come around to it. And we're really going to get into this discussion because this discussion is so important and it's imperative. And in the time of me developing this and even putting this out on social media, I had so many females and so many women tap into the post and tap into me stating like, oh, I can't believe you're doing this discussion. I need this because I feel this way right now. And one person even told me that this seems to be the new pandemic amongst women. It's not new. It's not new, I told her. By far, it's not. This has been a very long time where women forget and lose themselves. So when I started this discussion and I started really working on this, it made me think of a very important question. And it made me think this. Is it normal to lose yourself in a relationship? Is it normal? And sometimes we use that word normal so loosely at times. But it was an important question to actually raise at that point. Because in relationships, there's an innate desire to feel loved and accepted. So often individuals give up parts of themselves. Giving up parts of themselves, almost like making these tiny deposits, and that these deposits become bigger and bigger and bigger until they multiply, and then you become fragmented and you don't know who you are. And so in turn, it's almost like that little game with the flower. Oh, he loves me not. But then you finally pluck off that last flower and you're left with the sentence of what you may not have wanted. But there's no more petals to pick because you have rotated your mind one way only. See, no matter how successful, assertive, or powerful some women are, the moment they become involved with a man, they begin to give up. Notice that word, give up. Part of themselves. How many are guilty of that? You don't have to show your hands. You don't have to show your hands or wave or put anything in the comment or chat box. Whisperers, don't. It's just a question I want to ask you. How many times have you noticed that when you start dating someone or you started dating your mate, you used to have your girlfriends that you guys used to get together. You was on the phone chatting all the time, have your cocktail hour or whatever you were doing. But now that you got your boyfriend or your man or whatever, that, you know, well, I don't have time. I'm going out with so-and-so tonight. He called me and I'm going to do this. Because you started giving up that little part of yourself. See, it started early. You started making that withdrawal of yourself early. And fellas, you may be just as guilty as this. You might have had your boys, you had your swag on, you was out there, but as you got with your girl, oh, lo and behold, they started to fade to black and you was just there with her. And then you're trying to figure out, well, where'd that guy go that was a little swaggy and kind of sharp and had this going on? Because there's now that little bit of you that has been taken away again. So unfortunately, what happens is you find yourself with no life or feeling empty. And forbid if your mate decides that they want to divorce you, now you're really like in a conundrum because you don't know who you are, where you're supposed to be, or anything else. And now you're in a panic because you haven't tapped into who? Y-O-U. You know, whisperers, being that no one is placing you in a like a 2x4 box. Why can't we keep being ourselves or celebrate ourselves as individuals? It made me think of the congresswoman who said, I'm reclaiming my time. Well, here it is. Time for you to reclaim you. And I want you to say it with passion. I'm reclaiming myself. I'm taking me back. And don't feel guilty about it. And don't be ashamed of it. It doesn't mean that you don't love your family or your mate if you celebrate you or take a little bit of you back. It means that you have value and that you are worthy of happiness in a full sense. Wow, that's a powerful word in itself. Happy in a full sense. It's not a fragmented way of being happy. It's not an unpleasant way of like, oh, here we go. Well, okay. No. We're pouring value into us. We're accepting ourselves for who we are. And lo and behold, it's not that bad. Oh, I'm pretty dynamic. I like me. It's beautiful. You know, conversations like this, when I get to come in here and sit behind this mic and talk to you all, I feel like we're sitting in a great cafe or a nice, you're around my table with me and we're just having these dynamic discussions with each other. And I love it. You know, this is something very important that I want you all to really hear. So really pay attention to what I'm about to say. By tossing away your own passions and interests, you lose your authenticity. Isn't that powerful? So I'm going to reiterate what I just said to you. By tossing away your own passions and interests, you lose your authenticity. What makes you uniquely yourself? See, I want you to think about this. When you give up your identity, you now are also becoming someone that your mate doesn't even know. And you know, Whisperers, I always tell you all about my mom, tell you all how she used to say to me, and she would say it to me, and I was young when she would say it to me, that Sonia, never lose who you are. And at the time, I had to be like 12. I could have maybe even been 14. And let's say between 12 and 14 years of age, my mom started telling me this. Never lose who you are. Because if you lose yourself, it's the hardest thing to get back. And so like I told you all, when I was 16, I realized that I was enough. And being enough and being willing to accept myself meant that I was authentic and that I celebrated me. And so when I move my life forward, and I've been married 13 years, I possibly could have been married 14, but I don't remember. and he'll tell you, I'm very bad with dates, so don't feel bad. Don't get upset. But ends up that I'm me. I brought me to the relationship. I showed up as me, and I have stayed me through the relationship, through our child. I am always me, authentic Sonia Lorray. And that's what I want for you all. So I guess by now you're saying, well, you know what, Sonia, how do I uncage? And I chose that word for a reason, uncage my identity. To be able to refine it. Well, don't worry. I got your tips for you. And so this is where I want you to get your notebooks, or I want you to pin mark this episode. And if it doesn't resonate with you, share it with someone who may need to hear this. Because that's what we're about. We're about building and shoring up others. So here we go. First, involve but don't over depend. Uh-oh, what did I just say? Involve but don't over depend. So part of any self-discovery journey is figuring out who you are in many different situations. And remember to let your spouse help you realize who you are becoming, but don't constantly depend on them to remind you of your greatness. Because when we need someone to constantly remind us, we're not calling up who we are. It takes a little work. It takes effort on our part. So be involved in it. You have to get in rediscovering who you are. Notice those moving action words. See, it takes power to do things, and it takes that ability to keep stirring to be able to do it. And we want to make sure that we are speaking positivity into ourselves. Remember, I told you I'm developing another topic for us, with it, which is on that power of self-talk. Because what we tell ourselves, it resonates in our hearts. It goes into our mind. It generates our soul. But if we're telling ourselves negative things, unfortunately, we are tearing ourselves down. And I did that deliberately so it would resonate with you. I slowed it down. I lowered my voice because I wanted you to get the severity of what negative self does. It's powerful. So involve, but don't over depend. That's your first key. Secondly, remember that they, meaning your spouse, your partner, your significant other, are on their own journey. Oh, yes, yes, we all are. Yes, we all are on our own journeys. And sometimes we may play the victim card when we are dealing with hard things. And it seems like everyone else's life is easy and we are the only one struggling. No, no, that's not the case. See, this mindset is especially detrimental to marriages. Because then you start to pivot and you start to ping this attitude off of that person that they have caused you to lose yourself. They have done this to you, or maybe your child has done this to you, but the negative connotations you keep heaping upon that person, but never looking at that you started making those little deposits that started to remove you away from you. So it's important to remember that they, meaning your spouse, partner, significant other, are on their own journey as well. So you got two things in your bank now. You got involve, but don't be over dependent. Remember that they, your spouse, your partner, your significant other, are on their own journey. Three to this pillars are this. Start a new project. Stop being idle. Whether it's a craft, a sport, a service, part of self-discovery happens when you are doing what you know you love. So if you love painting before you got married, you need to tap back into that. If you loved poetry and you wrote poetry, you need to tap back into that. If you were someone who loved to just meditate, then you need to tap back into it. Because it's the connection to self that we're making. Oof, powerful. It's powerful. Because by allowing yourself to tap back into your own creativity will help you to reconnect to you. and enjoying those things that you did before you were a wife, a mom, a cook, a cleaner, a dependable, notice it just keeps rolling. The ball is rolling faster than you are. Reserve time and enjoy the things that brought you genuine joy. I tell you, these are some great tools. I'm building your toolbox for you. So step four would be learn to be disciplined. You know, discipline is a major thing in our lives. And sometimes you have to become a little rigid with that. Meaning this, so sometimes we have to set a rigid morning routine to call us back to the things that we used to love. Maybe the first thing in the morning when you first woke up, you used to exercise, or maybe you would speak affirmations or do something that was your routine. Other than wake up, try to throw yourself out of the bed, drink a cup of coffee, go slub around, get the breakfast made, get the kit, but never tapping into you. Be a little more regimented. Be a little more rigid. Be a little more disciplined so you could tap into yourself. So we have involve, but don't overdepend. Remember that your spouse, mate, partner, significant others are on their own journey. Start a new project. Learn to be disciplined. And guess what number five is? And you know, I always save the best for last. I always do this with you all. Find time to be quiet. And because 15 minutes of quiet brings an ability to pause, an ability to close your eyes and breathe and think of why. It's a powerful thing. Ladies, and even our gentlemen, mental clarity will bring more focus to your life and let yourself be more at peace with who you are. I can't even say that strong enough or even loud enough to even encourage you in such a way that it can pour into you in that way. Because it is so important for you to take time for you. I am reclaiming my time. I am reclaiming me. There is no shame in that. There is no shame in really loving who you are and refining who you are. You can either be a caged bird or you can be free. You can either live behind bars as an animal, or you can be out free. Or you can do yourself an injustice of saying, I have so much on my plate, I can't take the time for it. No. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be whole. It's powerful. It's invigorating. And when you know who you are, you have a set purpose. You kind of move different. Remember I said you kind of had a swag a little bit. Whispers, I could go on and on with this topic because it's one of those things that's powerful. It's one of those things that I feel so many people need to really tap into and that we need to really have honest discussions regarding. Because so many times we pour into so many other people, but when do we pour into ourselves? And ladies and gentlemen, if you can give freely to others, start to give freely to yourself because you deserve it. You really deserve it. You know, I want you to know that as individuals, we are always busy in our lives. but we also deserve to have a little of me time. Because I keep telling you all that it isn't selfish to have self-care. It's actually selfless. Because when we start taking care of ourselves, we start to nurture our minds. We start to nurture our bodies. We start to nurture our souls, which in turn makes us better people. To be aware of things like what you love and enjoy. I'm grateful to be a wife. I'm grateful to be a mother. But I'm more grateful about being a business owner, a creative, a brand, walking in my authenticity, a voice of whispers in a bottle. Because it is Sonia Lorray. And I'm showing up as me. And it's pretty powerful. I love my family immensely. They are the wind beneath my wings. And they are my love, but I also am my love. So if you need help with this and you have struggled with this, I want you to tap into my services. Because it's time for us to make sure that you are able to celebrate you. And maybe we need to declutter our minds so we are able to grasp those facts. So the wait list is open for the masterclass. I want you to register for the wait list. Because when the masterclass starts, I want to be able to invite you to come in to the doors. That I get to pour value into you to shore up and declutter your mind so you are able to celebrate Y-O-U. Why do I keep telling you all that? Why do I keep teaching you to celebrate yourselves? Well, this is it. It is so important because it allows you to notice and pay attention to the present moment. Did you catch that? All the ladies up in here did in the Zoom room. They caught it. It is. It's that dynamic. It's that powerful because it allows us to tap into ourselves. You know, sometimes this is such an important part of keeping yourself focused and moving toward your end goals and being able to really be able to re-engage with yourself. And I want to use motivating words and words that cause action because that's what it is when we refine ourselves. It moves us into action. Remember the definition of the word means that we are to be what? Oh, go ahead, ladies. They doing it. Locate, to relocate, rediscover, and regain. Nope. Locate, rediscover, regain. Because we don't want to relocate ourselves. We don't want to move ourselves from here to there. We want to locate ourselves. So it's that important and it's that powerful. You know, Whisperers, so what are your takeaways from this discussion? You know, I always have to give you guys takeaways because that's what's important to me. So really, pay attention to what I want you to take away from this today. So first and foremost, I want you to create a quiet moment to be able to reflect and meditate on Y-O-U. I want you to think about what things bring you joy and what elements of yourself bring you joy. What hobbies can you rediscover? What is something that you used to love to do that you need to tap back into? The next thing I want you to take away from here is that I want you to learn to be disciplined. Don't forget that schedules can be your best friend. Yep, you heard it. They can be your best friend. I want you to be rigid with your morning routine, which means that you're going to set your intentions, your aim, your focus with clarity. So we're setting our intention in the morning. We're being rigid about that because we're going to set our day off correctly. And then you're going to set out specific times to accomplish certain things that you need to do for yourself. And then most importantly, beyond anything else, Whispers, I want you to harness the power of positive self-talk. Harness the power of positive self-talk. Let it resonate deep, 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 deep inside of you. Meaning what you say to yourself carries so much weight. If you keep telling yourself negative things, your heart, your mind, your soul will believe it. And you are slowly killing yourself. But when you say and speak powerful, reassuring words into you, you are nurturing and feeding your soul. So those are your takeaways. I know that I have really enjoyed having this discussion. I've enjoyed having the ladies in here from Dallas, Texas, the social climbers. It's a book club, like I said. They're 40 of age 40 and above, and they're fabulous divas, as they stated. And listen, next week's episode, this is the special announcement that I want to make to you all. Guess what? We have been on air and we have been together, Whisperers, 1 year. Yes, we are 1 year solid. Woohoo! Yay! And I'm so excited over that. I'm so excited to celebrate this accomplishment and this year with you all. We have been through a lot, as you know. We have had some major challenges together, from the pandemic to me losing my manager and my mom, because she was everything, and Whispers in a Bottle would not be here if it was not for Mia. And so we are going to celebrate it. And guess what is the big thing? I am turning my mic over to Najem, who is going to be interviewing me for that show next week. So, you know, this is powerful because I don't release my mic to no one. So I'm excited to have her come in as the host and co-host here next week. You'll get to hear her voice again because, you know, we had her on before and the energy that we have together is great. And I'm honored to have her. You know, I want to connect with you all, even outside of Whispers in a Bottle. And listen, share Whispers in a Bottle with your friends and with your family. Have them join the newsletter so they are in and they don't miss another episode, because that is how we keep our tribe strong and we keep connecting to each other. I want you to get on social media with me because I really pour in over there and I tap in with you all on social media. So you can find me on Instagram at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. Then we have our Facebook group, which is at facebook.com/whisperinabottle. No S, because of, you know, there was like a little discrepancy there, but that's okay. But we're still there. Whisper in a Bottle. And this is the other thing. Because it's such a celebration next week, if you all have questions that you would like for us to ask on the show, you know, of course, we always have our live chat box and you all can call in. But if you want to send in emails, you can email them to info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. So the email again is info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And so we look forward to connecting again next week. You know, I have loved every moment of this. You are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Whispers, remember to tap into YOU, refine your identity, live in your authenticity, remember to wear your mask, keep our little people safe that cannot be vaccinated. I give a big shout out to Rona. I give a big shout out to One Love for always being supportive of our podcast. All of our whisperers near and far, you all are dynamic. I thank you for rocking with me for one solid year, and I look forward to bringing in year two in such dynamics and grace. And I wish you all a safe weekend. And with that, guys, I'll talk to you next week. All right.